Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so from PackersNews.com and the Green Bay Press Gazette, this is Ryan Wood. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Hey, no problem. How you guys doing this morning?
It's all good, man. We're pumped. I mean, for preseason, we're about as pumped as we can be because we will see some Aaron Rodgers, which is better than no Aaron Rodgers. So what do we expect from him as he makes his preseason debut tonight?
I think tonight is largely about the process. I mean, the communication process between head coach and quarterback, calling in the plays, getting in and out of the huddle for the offense. They're not going to be running their week one stuff tonight. You know, I mean, it's not going to be like the most intricate schematic stuff, but it's going to be their first time on the field together in a game setting. And so how does that look like? The tempo and those sort of things are going to be on full display.
Ryan, it looks like Oren Burks dodged a serious injury last Thursday in the opener. I know they said there's no timetable for his return. Would you expect him to be ready for week one, though?
It's hard to say. I think even the Packers are working through those details right now. Just because, you know, it does look like he won't be out for the year. I think it'd be probably a long shot for him to be ready for week one, but it does look sound like it's a lot better news than what was originally feared. So it'll be interesting whenever that shoulder does heal. I think he missed maybe 3 weeks last year with a similar injury. Maybe he's got a chance. He told our Tom Silverstein that he's day to day, but you know the Packers medical staff can have different thoughts. So we'll just have to see.
With him being out, like, is he already penciled in to be the starting linebacker, or could he lose out, you know, lose a spot to a guy like Ty Summer with him missing preseason time? Or is he already kind of penciled in at that spot, even if we don't see him again here in the preseason?
No, I would think that he's probably still going to be your starting linebacker in the base. Ty Summer's had a really solid preseason debut, but he's you know, a full year behind Oren Burks, and
right.
He's got to still string it together. So, the Packers were pretty pleased with what Oren Burks had done to this point. Blake Martinez is still obviously the guy at that position in sub-package when there's only one true inside linebacker on the field. It was Blake Martinez. But in the base, I'd still expect that whenever he's healthy to be Oren Burks.
Of course, linebacker is a position, as you mentioned, that someone can make an impact tonight that can impact their future. Another position is fullback. We get to see Tommy Bohannon for the first time. What do you think of what Matt LaFleur is doing? It's the fullback is back. It's in again.
Yeah, no, it's very similar to how Kyle Shanahan uses the fullback out in San Francisco. I mean, this is a very base part of the offense, and it's unfortunate for them that Danny Vitale and Malcolm Johnson both got injured at the same time. But I mean, let's just look at this. That, you know, this is the same GM and Brian Gutekunst that a year ago did not have a fullback on his 53-man roster to start the season, and now with those two injured, he goes out against Tommy Bohannon. And I mean, it's a very, you know, they've been aggressive at that position, a total 180, and it's because of Matt LaFleur. I mean, he's working lockstep and with Matt LaFleur and providing for what they want to do schematically. And you know, Brian Gutekunst said it's no secret that the fullback is important to how they want to play the game. So Matt LaFleur said that position, in his opinion, helps dictate matchups. It helps set things the way they want on the field. So you've seen fullback a long time, you know, before last season under Mike McCarthy. You're going to see it with Matt LaFleur as well.
Talking right now with our Green and Gold insider on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Ryan Wood. You can find his work at PackerNews.com as well as the Green Bay Press Gazette. Ryan, I feel like the defense is going to get a real good test tonight. I know there was a lot of second unit, third unit guys on the field, but the missed tackles against Joe Webb were kind of a little troublesome. What do you think they're going to look like tonight against Lamar Jackson?
He's going to certainly miss some, force some missed tackles. Yeah. No question. That's what Lamar Jackson does. It was funny. Matt LaFleur called Joe Webb a nightmare matchup. He was asked a couple of days ago, "What does that make Lamar Jackson?" He's like, "A bigger nightmare."
Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to seeing Lamar Jackson play. And it'll be interesting to see how this defense goes about it.
We asked this question to Jason Lacanfora earlier this morning, and after seeing week one of the preseason and seeing maybe as much the things you didn't see as the things you did, how much are you in favor of the preseason eventually maybe getting cut in half? And if you have, you know, weeks 2 and 3, for example, where you get to see some things, what if that's the only 2 weeks of the preseason? Are you in favor of that?
I think basically every veteran player would be in favor of that. I think from if you're a football fan, it makes sense. The group of people who would hate that is the fringe roster guys. They want as much film as they can. So 4 games for them, and frankly their agents too, is hugely valuable to them. Now, the product in the preseason, especially the opener and the finale, is just not very good. So from a fan standpoint, I certainly get, not wanting to see so much sloppiness for half the preseason, why don't you cut it down to 2? The Aaron Rodgerses in the world, of course, don't need that much time to prepare, but because of the money aspect and because of the fact that a lot of agents and a lot of fringe roster guys trying to make a 53 a practice squad need as much time as they can get on the field, as many snaps as they can get, it benefits that group of people.
Ryan, thanks a lot, man. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right. Take care.
That was Ryan Wood from PackerNews.com, as well as the Green Bay Press Gazette. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Then look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense leading to your community since 1935. And that's lending, not leading.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.